So I don't know.
I've gotten full like gonorrhea antibiotics.
Whoa, Jesus like, Christ.
Let me just get lit up the night of.
I was at a store yesterday.
Okay.
Before I get into what I want to get into. And this girl was like, oh, you know, I'm at that age now. I'm starting to have menopause and whatnot, ew, blah, blah. And then ew, she goes.
She's telling you this?
Did you tell her, shut up?
She goes, you don't have that yet, right?
I hope he didn't.
She told you don't have that yet?
Yeah, and I was like.
Then you should have told her shut up.
I was like, I don't think boys get that. Then I went on my phone and I had to look it up on WebMD. Oh, bitch, I've been going through
menopause for fucking at least 4 years.
Then she went, yes, you do. It's
how
called,
old was
it's
she?
Called
how old
menopause.
30? My age?
What?
She said
no,
it was
women
hitting,
don't
no,
get
she
menopause
was,
until
she's
like their
50s. She's like, oh, I'm getting it early. Oh, well, I don't think she was bright because she said.
How old? You said she's in her 30s. Okay, where did you see her? Where was she?
I was at the, I can't say.
Okay, never mind.
Oh, brother.
Oh, boy. What the fuck is going on?
They might listen, and now they're going to know what I'm talking about.
Well, you really painted yourself into a corner there. Yeah.
So some smooth. Mensa member was like, ooh, I think I got fucking menopause at 30.
I was just like,
and then was
cut
like,
impossible. Bob, just cut this.
I thought I was crazy.
And then was like, oh, you with the penis, wait, you probably
yeah,
have menopause.
Out,
say the place and we'll
wants.
Just bleep it.
The I'll dive into what I actually wanted to dive into.
I haven't been over there.
Why are we side questing?
I thought it might have been funny. I don't know. Not everything could be a winner prospect. That's how we ended up.
Throw it at the wall. See
how we ended up with you.
This one stinks.
You fucking cunt.
You fucking cunt.
So I don't know how many people know about the war that's been going on in the shop, and by how many people I mean Bob. Yeah. Do you know about the Monopoly Go saga?
No, I asked a little bit about it.
I've been on this shit since the beginning, dog.
Yeah, we could tell by your fucking score, you nerd. So Lobo either put his entire bank account into this game, or he's just been playing
really?
Since it came out.
I've been
out.
Playing since very early. Okay.
So Lobo is obsessed with Monopoly now.
Sure.
Everything's fucking Monopoly. Yeah. So he was like, hey, you guys play Monopoly Go? And I'm like, no. So all of us kind of downloaded at different times. Now we're all playing it. I really don't know how to play these games. I just fucking mash the go button and that's it. So Lobo the other day thought he was all fucking funny and shit. And he was like, oh yeah, I always target Dan's like base. And
it's,
I was
it's like,
Romantic
McCall. Wait. Before it was like Romantic McCall, wasn't it? Something like that. Like that was the name of it?
Yeah, I didn't know my
and
name.
You changed it.
Yeah, because you guys taught me how to play. I didn't know how to play. Yeah.
So set this up. So how exactly does the game work? Because I have no frame of reference.
It's just. It's
the stupidest game ever, if I'm being
but
honest.
You said, no, you said base. So how do you have your own
so
base?
So like. You land on the railroads, and the railroads bring you to a thing where, like, you can shut down someone's landmarks,
so
like,
build,
on their
you,
boards.
Instead of building houses, there's, like, a physical board where you go and, like, you have to build up the properties,
yes.
Right? And then those properties translate to houses on your actual board. Now, when you land on the railroads, like Dan says, you go to the other person's board. Like, I'll go to his board.
Oh, okay.
And attacking his board gives me more money.
Now, and you also shut down his properties.
Yeah.
He has to build it up again.
So now, I didn't know that was a thing. So I don't know. I'm, like, new at the game, you know? So every time I go on my base, the shit's, like, smoking, and I got to rebuild all my buildings. And I'm like, oh, this game's kind of hard. Lobo's like, ha-ha.
There goes the neighborhood.
Until Lobo reveals...
He's like, oh, yeah, I always attack you. Then I was like, what do you mean? And he shows me how you can target people on the game. So I'm like, oh, wow, you're a scumbag. Thanks. Like, attack anybody else. Bro, anyone who plays this game, you're also
well,
playing
I'm
going to
attack the person who says, I don't really play that much. Oh, okay. So
go attack the old ladies on Facebook, because that's who we all play with.
I don't have Facebook, so
oh
I'm literally just playing with friends and randos.
So I'm like, say less. So I go home. Yeah. I attack this dude.
This guy's been on the air, bro.
So hard.
I go home. I take out my wallet. I put my money in the game. Yes.
I went wild on his base. So then I get to the shop, and I'm like, yo, Pete, Mikey, I'm like, this is out of control. Lobo, he needs
Cam.
To be stopped. I said, everyone needs to fucking...
You don't want
to
unleash Cam on nobody.
He did,
so
though.
I said, everyone needs to get on this. And Cam's like, I got your back. Like, that's kind of fucked up. He attacked you. He goes, what's Lobo's name on the game? I said, oh, he's Balls McGee.
Yeah.
Cam's eyeballs almost popped out of his head. Popped up on the couch. He goes, Balls McGee is Lobo? He's like, that fuck attacks me every other day. Blah, blah, blah. Freaked out.
I had no idea it was him.
He goes, he's done. And when Cam's nerd ass says you're done,
you're fucking done. When it comes to video games, it's just, he's got
so,
this like...
He all of us
started playing 12 hours before me. His score is double.
Oh, Cam's a savage.
At least.
Cam attacks you sitting right next to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
like, hi, you came up, bitch.
Yeah.
So all of us attacked Lobo. And at one point,
I checked my shit one time.
Oh, it was gone.
My whole board was destroyed.
We rolled in, raped, and pillaged his entire board. His ass back to the Stone Age.
Yeah.
Because so, it happens every time, and they just randomly assign you someone.
Yeah.
But you can go and be like, I want to go to his board.
Yeah.
So if you want to call a truce, we can call a truce. But we fucking lit his shit up. So then Pete goes, oh, man, like Lobo just put a shield up. Cam, 1 second later, bitch, not anymore. And you see a wrecking ball swing towards Lobo's like base. Dude, it was the funniest thing.
But I was like, damn, the worst thing I could have done was tell Dan how to play this game.
Yeah, so now I don't think anyone should attack Lobo, but if you want, it's Balls McGee.
I might have just
B-A-L-L-S M-A-G-E-E.
I may have just attacked him twice while we were
It's two of my things are there.
You took like $50 million from me earlier.
I did.
One will be like in the next room taking
right
my
now.
Shit down.
Danny Blue targeted you 72 times.
What? He's going to go.
So here, I go switch opponent. I go friends. I go to Balls McGee. There he is. And watch, Bob. You ready?
I just hit one of his bases.
Come on. We'll call it truce. And Bob watched. This happens. A little wrecking ball animation. He had a shield, though. So yeah, it's getting heated in this shop.
Over Monopoly Go.
Yeah.
No, before, it has taken over our lives.
Yeah. Before we all start fighting, roll the music.
Where to stick it?
All right, folks, welcome back to another episode of Where to Stick It After Dark. I am one of your hosts, Pete, and with me, as always,
Prospect.
Engineer Bob.
Jackson.
Lobo.
And today we're taking a break from the movies, and we've been talking Monopoly, and I think Dan wants to continue on that topic with something.
So I found a Monopoly board variant. Lobo, I don't know if you know that this one exists. I want to show it to everybody. I do think we're a little hard on females on the show.
Sometimes.
So I figured we'll break the ice a little bit and we'll try and make everything. I think we're going to make everything a little bit better. So I have with me today. This exists. This is real. This is Miss Monopoly.
How about we
this
take
this is actual Parker Brothers? No, this is not from Parker Brothers.
I think it is. I don't fucking know.
Yeah,
let's open
it.
It says
the fast dealing.
Yeah.
That's usually.
Now, Lobo, I want you to take a look at this. We'll fucking open it up.
Oh, it is Hasbro. No, 100%.
We're going to open this up. We're going to read some of the rules.
Take a look at it.
What does it say on the bottom? Mm-hmm. No, the bottom and the right in the printing over there.
Oh, jeez.
It's Miss Monopoly, ladies and gentlemen.
Miss Monopoly, the first game where women make more than men.
Are you shitting me?
Barfaroni.
So, what's some of the rules here, Lobo? I think in the back.
Wait, let's. So the girl on the box, she has a Monopoly like suit jacket on, business lady, and she has a coffee
executive
cup.
Executive realness.
Yeah, she has a coffee cup that says boss on it.
Mm. You know what she spent for that coffee?
In case you didn't know,
$8.50.
Yeah,
she's gatekeeping. She's girl bossing. She's really giving it to him.
Now wait until y'all hear the rules of this game.
Okay, let me go to the back of the board real quick.
Oh God.
Bold-faced letters. Without women, we wouldn't have Wi-Fi or chocolate chip cookies.
Someone want to figure that one out.
Let's go back into the kitchen and make those.
Yeah. Yes. What message are we sending with that?
You want me to open the game or you want me to read
open
the
it? I want to read the rules because there's very specific rules to this game, Lobo. And somebody like you who's a Monopoly connoisseur. Because
you know?
A friend of mine sent this to me and he was like, y'all need to review this on your show.
He plays this?
Oh, I think he bought it for his collection, and I'm kind of shocked that they're selling this. Because once you read the rules, it is fucking crazy.
Can you be a man and play this game?
Yes, of course. Mm-hmm. You need men to play this game, because that's the only way the rules make sense.
Oh, interesting. All right,
you will fucking see.
Oh, Dan
you
is hot.
Won't believe this. Nonsense.
Well, the money's
Jones
pink,
over here.
Of course.
First of all the money should be held by the men characters. And they should be handed out to the women characters.
From the men.
All right.
As an allowance.
So the first thing I see is a big, you know, Monopoly thing that goes through shit. So the first thing is, without women, you wouldn't have any of this.
Mm-hmm.
Solar heating for a world that
Headaches.
Needs to go
greener. Doesn't work anyway.
Yeah.
DNA
traffic.
Model, stem cell
car accidents.
Retractable dog leash. All this shit that I guess women have been
Yeah, they
part
need a retractable
creating.
Dog leash.
Oh, God. Why did they do this?
Right? They asked for it, Prospect. They fucking asked for it.
Nobody asked for this.
Right. All right. What's different about Miss Monopoly?
What is different about Miss Monopoly, Lobo?
All right. Women make more money than men. Who are you is up to you. But Miss Monopoly is offering women a higher payout at the start of the game. And more money really? When passing go.
Ooh.
Yuck.
Did it say yuck?
Yes. Board spaces are inventions by women. Instead of properties, purchase Backing some later? Of the things that women that wouldn't exist without the innovative women who invented them. Railroads are now ride shares. You mean crash sites? When you land on a ride share.
So it's an Uber. It's a waste of money.
Yeah.
At least they're not on the road themselves.
Yeah.
I hate it here.
Okay, when you land on a ride share, you get to zoom ahead to the next ride share space, moving you around the board more quickly. So
you're running over the other characters.
Yes. Utilities have been updated.
They don't get paid?
Spread spectrum radio, which gave us Wi-Fi, and solar heating were both invented by women.
You said that
Wi-Fi and solar.
They love repeating themselves.
Yeah, honestly. Wi-Fi and solar heating replaced the waterworks and electric company.
Oh, God, again about solar heating.
He's fucking living. Don't forget, Bob.
They're like, hey, did we mention Wi-Fi and solar heating?
Because right. we could did purchase that. These as you would the classic utilities. Okay. I mean, yeah. So in terms of building headquarters and houses instead of hotels, same shit. Really.
But mostly what we're getting at here is if you're a woman player, you start with more money. And then when you pass go, you get more money. So you're making the game easier for the women players.
But what if it's just harder for the men players?
Then everyone's on the same
level. Then everyone's on the same level, I guess.
Yeah.
But Dan's right. For there to have the advantage, you need at least one male.
You need men. You need men.
And he's going to lose. Because he's not going to get
No. Money. So here's the thing. I'm kind of down for this game. Because women stink at games. So at least now there's a slight challenge.
Is this like only
the slightest
like,
challenge?
Like a peewee soccer team against like the women's Olympic soccer team kind of thing? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Like you think playing this game, you and three women, you're still going to win.
This is kind of like if the New York Yankees had to play one of the little fucking like
farm teams.
Yeah.
Or you mean like a little league?
Like a little league. But then they were like, listen, y'all have to be blindfolded and your legs have to be duct taped together. They're probably still going to win. But now it's interesting.
All right, can I give you
all the pieces?
Some of the pieces, what they are?
It better be fallopian tubes.
A pad.
So one of them double seems like dildo. A regular standard wristwatch. A barbell.
Why?
Those are both men.
A dumbbell. A wine glass. Okay. An airplane and a journal.
The wine and the journal are the only thing that makes sense.
Okay, but what's that other one? Because there's one more.
And then there's a white Monopoly cat. That's just that.
Why is it white?
I don't know.
It's fashionable.
I wonder how flammable this board is.
Let's find out.
Is there only one type of house?
Yeah, Pete, women didn't invent houses. We don't have those in this game. We have solar panels. They all live on solar panels.
And Wi-Fi.
Solar heating and Wi-Fi.
There is free Wi-Fi, though. That's the good thing.
And retractable dog leashes.
Wow. Like a guy couldn't have figured out Wi-Fi a day later.
He probably did. He said, here, take it. Just leave me alone.
All right, I want to read some of these inventions.
This is going to be a very dimly lit city.
Oh, they're right here. They're all right here.
Oh, they're all right there?
Yeah.
Okay, let me read
You've
that.
You've got... Go ahead. Don't forget solar heating. It's right there at the top.
Oh, yeah.
Almost Wi-Fi.
All right, so the inventions, once again, solar heating, DNA model, stem cell isolation...
They're responsible
leash.
For stem
killing
cells?
Children. Very nice.
Acupressure tool. Modern
acupressure tool?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, what does that mean?
What is tool?
When do you not want a massage? I guess it's like a massage thing.
A massage.
The wand.
Yeah.
The Hitachi.
The Hitachi.
Oh, yes.
Massage this.
Modern shapewear. Ice cream maker.
Fat besides needed.
Illusion transmitter. Home security system.
Whoa. Does it give an explanation? What is an illusion transmitter? Is that something a magician uses?
If you had a device that could project a 3D picture of anything, what would you use it for? Is the
pornography. When they do like Tupac and shit.
Yeah, holograms. Space station batteries.
What? What is that?
Double batteries.
Wait a minute.
Who built the space station? Men.
The batteries.
The batteries, though. The batteries. Oh, no. The Duracells.
I don't know if I mentioned this one before, but Wi-Fi.
There we go.
There it is. Windshield wipers.
What?
Chocolate chip cookies. Edgeless beauty sponge.
Back in the day, you know what you would do, Lobo? You would take your girl's face, stick it on the windshield, and wipe it back and forth. And that's how you cleared it.
I agree. Edgeless beauty sponge. The glare-free glass. Leak-proof diapers. Bulletproof vest. Well, that's a good one.
Yeah.
The life raft. Paper shopping bag. And the computer compiler. Also, a coffee filter. And that's it.
You know, some of these things are just like adaptations of other things. Like, I don't know if you can go so hard. Someone invented the battery before this person invented the battery that they use on the space station. Like, you innovated. You did not invent.
Like, man invented coffee. They invented coffee filters.
Bam. God invented coffee.
My thing is, who is this for? Like they're trying to
teach
some kind of lesson, but so, like Monopoly's never a thing.
I'm gonna read to you the tokens that have the little, like, things underneath it. So the white hat, Mr. Monopoly isn't the only one who can rock a top hat, makes a statement.
The guy at this pool hall you guys went to,
right? Yes, exactly. The notebook and pen.
He might have been Mr. Monopoly.
Honestly, yeah. Notebook and pen. I'm never without my notebook, and it's full of ideas. The jet plane. It's how I get around the world at a moment's notice.
Oh, my goodness.
A glass. Put your energy into empowering others, and your glass will always be half full.
No, it's because you're going to get wine drunk and pass out in the middle of the afternoon.
Right.
Start an argument.
A watch. Don't you agree it's time for some change? The barbell.
How is a watch about change?
I don't know.
Miss Monopoly's all about change, dude. Stop thinking like a
man. But a watch has nothing to do with change.
Okay, so there's a little highlighted.
Stop thinking in your penile-centric world.
Exactly. Yeah, prospect.
There's Put your penis away.
Cross your legs.
Sit down when you pee.
There's a little
highlighted box. Throw that stink box around.
There's a highlighted box at the bottom. It says, by the way, here's a fun fact for board game fans.
This game sucks.
Throw it out.
Elizabeth McGee, a writer, artist, inventor, and feminist, was one of the pioneers of land-grabbing games. In 1904, she received a patent for the Landlord's Game, which was meant
land
to
land-grabbing games. We invented that when we came here and met the Indians.
Yeah, for real. The Landlord's Game, which was meant to educate people about the dangers of wealth concentration.
And their camps.
Yeah, I'll never play this version ever. Nor will I ever tell anybody that this version exists.
I mean, it's not like it would be affected by the games we play because we play with dudes.
But whoever plays Monopoly in all seriousness and thinks, wow, women play no role in this. It's like, no, it's a game for everyone.
Yeah.
Why
seriously.
Does this exist? It's the stupidest thing.
This is perpetuating the idea that, like, women need to be helped.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's what
the
I'm
regular
saying.
Game of Monopoly is
even evil playing field. Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Everybody's getting the
if
same
you're
shit.
A woman and you lose a Monopoly, which you're probably going to, that's embarrassing. If you're going to lose in this with the handicaps, mad embarrassing.
This was invented by a man who was like, you know what? Now I'm really going to make 100%. Her feel bad.
You know what I'm going to do now?
This is embarrassing.
You know what I'm going to do now next
get
time I'm on a date?
Sight.
When I go to open the door for the date, I'm going to get in and climb over. And that's it. That's what I'm gonna fucking do from now on.
You drive.
No more holding open doors. Nothing. Play Miss Monopoly. Unfucking real. Let's play a real card game.
Dan, you got a new one recently that you stole.
No.
acquired for free.
So I was in the fucking, I could say the place, container store. And
are you banned from the container store?
Well, this was in like a 75% off bin, but it was like $40.
You go to the container store.
Yeah. Now? So I saw this and I was like, oh, a toy. Yeah. I'm gonna buy that.
I'm surprised that place is still open. Actually.
Yeah. I threw it in my cart, bought a bunch of shit, but then I didn't see it at the bottom of my cart.
Classic.
So I fucking was like, yoink. So now we have this.
So what is this exactly?
Oh, fucking no. Pete, you're the card read guy.
So basically there is a...
It's got words on it, so you know me, I'm out.
There is a cartoon...
I'm here for the pictures.
There's a cartoon drawing. Oh, shit, we have scorecards.
Oh, yeah, don't worry about that.
There are caricature
cards with a drawing of an actor in a specific role.
That's what got me.
And you have to, as you go around, guess who the actor is. What movie it is, and then there are two other questions pertaining to that film or actor on the card. So you could score up to 4 points per card. Let's see how we do.
So do we want to go like, so we don't, we're not asking, we're not reading the card ourselves. Somebody's asking it to
us, we'll
right?
have to probably do it that way.
So do you want to do like to your left? So like you can do Lobo, Lobo can do Prospect?
Yeah, that'll probably be the easiest way.
We played one of those trivia games like that. That was fine.
Does everyone feel like they understand it?
Yeah. Vaguely. Yeah, so you have to guess, you have to guess actor and movie, correct?
Yeah.
Got it.
This one back here. All right. So Lobo, you're up first.
All right.
This might be a toughie.
Let me see this picture.
Everyone.
Oh, that's easy.
No clue.
No, I think I know who that is.
Come what on, is Lobo. The title of the film, Lobo?
Can I see the outfit that she's wearing?
Oh. Yeah, you're covering it with your hand, covering the breast.
Chicago?
Incorrect.
Burlesque?
Is it a movie we did?
No, it's not.
Oh, then I don't know. I thought it was Trading Places for a second.
Anyone care to steal?
Oh, you think...
I thought it was what's her name from Trading Places. Mm. He said it's not, though. He said it's not a movie we did.
No, I have no idea. Pass.
Yeah, this one stinks.
No, I do.
It is Nicole Kidman in Moulin Rouge.
Oh, fuck that movie.
I never saw that.
She looks like she has syphilis.
You're going to ask Prospect.
Okay. All right. Prospect, give your
description.
Oh, my
Describe
God.
It.
All right. So it's like a blonde David Bowie. Oh, I know what that is.
I know what this is, though.
I don't think I know.
I want to say
he's got
a vague Patrick Swayze looking motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. I know what this is.
That was my guess, too. Willow?
Mm-mm. Does he get how many chances does he get?
Keep trying.
For
keep
the
trying.
Question, you if you answer a question,
what
you're
is,
out
okay,
for
what,
that
what
question.
Is it not right. Swayze? The strong nosed gentleman is not.
What
Patrick
is the title
Swayze.
Of the film?
What's with the Native American shit on his shirt?
Point Break?
No.
Okay, go to the next one.
What is the name of the actor in the picture?
Not Patrick Swayze.
No.
I want to steal it.
I can't even go. It's the other ones. You need to get the first ones first.
Yeah. If you can't get past the first, that is the rule.
No.
Looks like Sean Penn.
Anybody else want to give it a crack?
There's nothing like he's got a schnoz on him.
I know it immediately.
Some of these are obvious. This one's a little harder.
Nah, Swayze would be my guess.
It's the squinty lovely eyes. No?
Nah. Mickey Rourke. I guess I'll just say it. It's Kevin Costner, Dances with Wolves.
Oh, that, makes sense. That would explain the Native American stuff there, Dan.
All right, Prospect, you're going to ask Dan.
Dan's going to shit the bed.
Rude. Watch me fucking kill it. It's a pitcher, Lobo.
Oh,
I know that I know one already.
Dan, describe what you're looking at first.
Yep. So it's a broad with fucking pearls around her neck. Very little cleavage. She looks really
uptight. Oh, God, I know
uptight.
What it is.
Let me see this.
This
Show it
is
to Lobo.
What's the title of the film?
Titanic.
Oh.
It's Titanic, girl.
Fat face.
All over again.
All right, what's the actress's
what's the
name?
Actress name?
Actress?
Yeah.
Rose.
Wrong.
That's the character.
I don't fucking know her name. Kate Winslet.
Yeah, there
yes,
it is.
It is, right?
Shit. All
right.
I was blanking on her name. Good for you.
Hardcore trivia.
Give me the hardcore trivia. They paint her naked.
So, what is the name of the necklace playing an important role in the film?
The Heart of the Ocean.
Holy
shit.
Is it?
2 points, yeah.
Wow.
Heart of the Ocean? Really?
No, it was actually called that?
He's up to 3 points.
Well, yeah, but that one was 2 points. In his Oscar
We're just doing
speech,
1 point per.
I'll tell you the whole Oscar speech, too.
For Best Director, James Cameron quotes Jack, Leonardo DiCaprio's character in the film. What does he say?
Come on.
Hold my balls.
Is that what he said?
I'm dying.
Prosper, let me hit it one more time. I think I'm going to get this.
In his Oscar speech for Best Director,
yeah, come on, Dan.
Jimmy Cameron quotes Jack, Leonardo DiCaprio's character in the film. What does he say?
He's excited.
Stop helping.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He's already got more
He's not
going to
get
it
anyway, Pete. Come on. Let's be serious.
I think, does he do the line from What's Eating Gilbert Grape where he goes, Ernie! That's my answer.
No.
No, he says, I'm the king of the world.
Oh, I don't fucking know. I don't need that many points. So I got to make the game fair.
All right, Jax, you're asking Bob.
Jeez, so you got 3
nice,
points.
Dan, you didn't shit
you got 3 points.
Yeah,
on.
Wow, so you get Lobo. We're talking shit. Kate Winslet got me thick points. All right.
What do I got?
You want that?
Oh, I know who that is, actually.
I don't.
Yes, I do.
All right, what is the title
all right, so
of the
show? She's got huge teeth, big lips, white hair, a little like one of those cop leather hats.
Don't turn
so
it that
I'm
way.
Saying, I did, so. No, that's Julia Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
The movie.
What's the title of the film?
That's the first. Yeah, first points. What's the first title point. Of the film?
All right, I don't know the title of the film.
Well, you can get the one on. He's, if he knows but who I, the actress I do know is, that is a point.
I do know it's Julia Roberts.
Wait, I gotta check. Hold on.
And I guess yeah. I don't lock. I think I don't lock the unlock the history, so whatever. All right, I'll take the 1 point for Julia
Roberts. All right,
Roberts.
And the movie was Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman.
Yeah. I would steal these things. I'll steal.
No, I'm not doing no stealing.
What?
Oh, all right.
That's where I make my fucking money.
Pete, you're up.
Stealing. Right.
Who is this?
It is a frowny-faced woman.
Oh, wow.
The film is The Royal Tenenbaums.
Correct.
Oh, wow.
Fuck. I think I'm going to shit out there. I don't know who the actress is in that.
She's gooped.
Oh, it's Gwyneth Paltrow.
Correct. Hardcore trivia. Who directed the film?
Wes Anderson.
Correct. Second hardcore trivia. What street does the Tenenbaum family live on in New York City?
I don't know.
Elm Street.
I don't know. I'll take my 3 points.
Lexington? Lancy?
111 Archer Avenue.
Yeah, I didn't even know that. Come on.
That was a good one. No, I saw this. I was like, Royal Tenenbaums, and I was like, ah. I wish it was mine.
I've never seen it.
I don't know.
That was a good one, actually.
All right, Lobo.
Oh, man.
It's
a good one, actually.
Describe it. What are we looking at?
Some horny bitch.
Some witch-like white-faced woman.
We just
beautiful,
said
beautiful
cans.
Red lips, oh. Beautiful Ooh. Eyes, and a, like a...
You can't see her décolletage.
Yeah. black dress with a nice choker and like with a black headpiece devil horns kind of thing.
Goth babe. Yeah. Lobo, what is the title of this film?
Maleficent.
Oh, nice.
What is the name of the actress in this picture?
Angelina Jolie.
Hardcore trivia. Maleficent is a fictional character who also appears in an animated Disney film from 1959. What is the name of this film?
Sleeping Beauty.
Damn.
Wow.
Nerd.
Disney yesterday.
For the fourth point, the girl who portrays Princess Aurora as a young girl has a special relationship to Angelina Jolie. In what way? No.
Oh, she's like in real life?
Yes.
Ooh, even I know that.
The girl who plays Sleeping Beauty?
Yes. Stadium? As a little girl.
Oh, it's her daughter.
Yes.
Damn, he got the
sweep on that.
Sweep on that one.
Son of a bitch.
Shit the bed.
Whores.
All right, score update. 4 for Lobo, 3 for 0 for Prospect, 3 yeah, for Pete, yeah, yeah. 1 for me, 3 for Dan.
I'm on the board.
You're on the board.
This is new.
You should get this one. This one's good.
Should, but you probably
Describe
won't.
It.
Describe it to us, sir.
So you have a young lady, blonde bob cut with a... about 4 strands of hair really just protruding from the top of her forehead. Thick, luscious smile and a red V-neck. I'm going to go with...
what's the title of the film?
Something About Mary.
Mm-hmm.
It's Cameron Diaz.
Mm-hmm. Hardcore trivia. What does Cameron Diaz's character put in her hair in order to get the extraordinary hairstyle required?
What she thinks it is or what it is?
No, what it actually is.
Jizz.
Okay, yeah. Mistaken Ben Stiller's character sperm for hair gel. Okay.
It's coom.
Yes.
Well, why then you reckon does, that.
Question number 2. Why does Cameron Diaz's brother in the film wear earmuffs?
Because of...
I don't want to say it.
Because he's neurologically divergent?
What does it say?
Or he's got sensitivity.
Does it say the
it
word?
Does say, it does, no. It, oh. It says... it gives a specific
it's
answer.
Got, it does have the PC answer to what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, like...
He's got a hypersensitivity to sound.
You know, just not it.
Go ahead, tell him.
I'll just tell him. It says, to avoid anyone he doesn't know touching his ears.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Just take the 3 on that one.
Oh,
you did very, you did very good on that one.
All right, Prospect.
Like 4 points.
Oh, ask me something.
How you doing?
Hit me. Good. I'm ready.
Oh!
I forget his name, though.
Describe it, though. Describe what you're looking
so
at.
So, it's a wild-haired man, cuts all over his face, raccoon-like eyes, and he's got a little leather daddy fucking outfit. It's nobody else but
What's
Edward Scissorhands.
Okay, there we go. And the name of the actor in the picture?
Johnny Depp.
Yep.
Oh.
No, I'd be getting nervous, bro.
He's doing better
good.
With his
he's
actors.
He's doing good. He's doing good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's
two for two.
Hardcore trivia. While filming Edward Scissorhands, Johnny Depp was still committed to a TV series. What was its name?
21 Jump Street.
Fucker.
Is it?
Yeah.
Nice. points,
how
points,
does
points.
Edward Scissorhands at first become popular around the community?
Come on.
I know he does the haircuts.
We saw this 2 years ago.
But he cuts the hedges.
Both of those things.
Nice. He
cuts hedges and gives haircuts to local.
Yo, your boy's out here with points.
Sweet, son.
Shit.
Damn.
Nice.
Fuck with me.
I'm good.
Well,
fuck with me. Let me get something good. Like that one. That was a gimme. I'm going to get Julia Roberts again. Oh, come on. Oh, I know who this is.
I have no clue who this is.
Ew.
What is the title of the film? And
Describe it a little bit there,
so she's a very pretty young thing. She has another. She also has a very tight leather daddy outfit on prospects doing pussy lick fingers. That is going to be The Hunger Games.
Which one?
Don't make me do this.
Hunger Games.
It just says The Hunger Games, so you get a point.
That's Jennifer Lawrence.
Mm-hmm. Is that who it is?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Jesus.
All right.
I don't be known.
Let me get my heart. I wish I can give her hardcore trivia.
Oh, hardcore trivia. Yeah. Which talented actor sadly passed away before the film series ended?
What talented Harrelson. Actor died before the film series ended? Was it? Hold on. Donald Sutherland?
No. Shit. He's still alive.
No. You want me to read it?
Yeah, who is
it? Too
bad. Philip Seymour Hoffman.
He was in that shit movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently he died. No, Hunger Games is good.
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen that in a minute.
It's garbage.
What was the second question?
Second question is, what is the name of the American author who wrote the book series?
Who fucking cares?
Who?
And Susan Collins.
Yeah, all great. Good for her.
Or something
and who
like
gives
that.
A shit about fucking Philip Seymour Hoffman, stupid junkie?
Whoa.
Shots fired.
Yeah. Drugs. That's right.
Very profitable.
All right, Pete, you're up next.
I sure am.
Oh, nice.
My God.
Who'd you get, Stallone?
This might be the best one yet.
No!
Okay, so what I'm looking at is a very angry African-American man in a black suit with a white shirt and a black tie. He's got an afro. It's kind of medium afro with some serious fucking mutton chops.
What's
his eye
ratio? It's a cheap black suit. What do you think he's saying right here?
He's saying,
Does he look like a bitch?
He said, what ain't no country I ever heard of?
All right, the movie is Pulp Fiction, and the actor is Samuel L. Jackson.
Correct and correct. All right, so the hardcore trivia for this one. In one scene, John Travolta's character tells Samuel L. Jackson's character the name of a quarter pounder with cheese in Paris. What is it called?
A Royale with cheese.
That's correct. And part two to this, what is the song that Uma Thurman and John Travolta's character shake it off to in the film?
It's called You Never Can Tell.
That's correct.
Wow.
Clean sweep, baby.
I wouldn't have gotten that.
Yeah,
after two rounds, Lobo has 4, Prospect has 3, Jax has 7.
Whoa.
Bob has 3, yeah. And I have 7.
Whoa.
I got an easy one, though. I got lucky.
I hate it.
Pete had the best one. That's a good looking card, too.
That's a good one.
Yeah, some of these illustrations are really good.
We should actually take a few pictures of these and post them.
No. All right, Lobo, you ready?
Yep.
Describe it.
All right. Got like a teenage white guy with like a Walkman headphones.
Oh, God.
Twinking a vest.
Over his neck. He has a red vest, like red, like a blue denim jacket underneath that, and then like a nice Henley shirt.
Is he a wolf?
Not in this one.
Not in this one.
Oh.
It's nice brown hair, slick back look.
What is the title of this film?
Back to the Future.
What is the name of the actor in the picture?
Marty McFly.
The actor.
Oh,
Uh-oh.
He doesn't look scared, but he seems to be shaking.
Put a timer on it.
The actor? Oh, man.
I'd be forgetting.
I saw a picture of him yesterday.
Was it shaking?
It was on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, well, we got 10 seconds if I could get this
fuck.
One.
Fuck. Damn. Dude,
9.
I'm blanking on this 8, guy's name.
7. 6. 5. 4.
This season, wow.
3.
This is crazy.
2. 1.
It's Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, I would have gotten that, dude.
Wow.
That's not coming up at all.
Oh, you fucking shit the bed.
That was an easy one.
Michael J. Fox.
God damn it. Well, Lobo's not going to win.
Imagine I win. I don't think I've ever won a game here.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I don't know what that is.
I don't know what the fuck this is.
Oh, describe
it. If it's wild,
it,
should we skip?
No,
I
want to
say
game.
It's a woman of a plumper physique.
Of what?
Of a plumper physique overall.
Looks to be a larger woman.
Yeah.
She a great big fat person.
I wouldn't go that far.
She's adorned in pearls. She's got a bit of an updo going. Ruffly pink dress.
Yeah.
What is the title of the
film?
I'm going to go Bridesmaids.
Okay, correct.
Whoa! Wow. You nailed it.
What is the name of the actress in the picture?
Melissa McCarthy.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
All right. Yeah. Hardcore trivia. In the wedding dress fitting scene, something does not go as expected. What
Maya
is the
Rudolph
reason?
Has diarrhea. That's close enough.
Yeah, they all get diarrhea.
What is the reason?
Oh, what is the reason? Oh.
She ate something, no?
Typically,
something a little more specific.
Oh, son of a bitch. What did she eat? Did they go to get Chinese?
No, not that specific, but I guess you're gonna.
Yeah.
You said they ate something, that's fine. Yeah. I'll give you the point.
Food poisoning.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
All right. In the film, what is the relationship of Melissa McCarthy's character to the bride-to-be?
Oh.
Cousins?
No.
Oh, he blew his wad.
Yeah. Future sister-in-law.
Yeah, she's the sister-in-law.
Yeah.
It's a good-ass movie.
Bridesmaids is very funny.
You're up.
Michael J. Fox. That was never
hit me with it, bitch.
That was never gonna come to my head, dude.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a crazy blank for you, especially. I'm really, really disappointed in you.
Thanks.
What do you got, Dan? I know what it is. I know exactly what it is.
No, is that the elf guy from fucking Lord of the Rings?
The elf guy. Sure.
Wait. What's the title of the film?
Describe what you're looking at first.
Yeah. So it's a chick, I think. That looks like a woman. I'm not joking. That's why I said the elf dude is a joke. It looks like a chick. Kind of got a big schnoz, long neck, kind of fairy-ish. I don't know. Is Lord of the Rings the actual movie?
Yes.
I was joking.
Well, you got 1 point.
Just about, it's about where it ends.
What is the name of the actress in the picture?
That's it. You're done.
Yeah, you know what, Lobo? Watch me get it. Hold on.
Where's the timer? Set it right now.
I don't know. I don't even know.
Shot in the dark, baby.
Shot in the dark.
One step away from you.
I'm going to say Lea Michele.
Come on. Get him out of here.
I have no clue, bro.
All right,
Kate Blanchett.
Yes.
Blanchett? The fuck out of my face with questions. That. Lord of the Rings is real. For knobs.
Go ahead. Ask him.
Oh, I got to do one.
Oh, all right,
no.
Bob, describe it.
Looks like
it's
a white guy.
Very squinty-eyed white cowboy guy with a little hat. Oh, man.
He's got a wide-set nose,
shit.
Bob.
Yeah, I'm thinking Owen Wilson.
No. I got to name the film first, Bob.
I know this.
What's the title of the film? I you can't get too. Anywhere else.
Wait. Holy shit. Title of the film. I just got it. Wait.
No, you didn't.
Brokeback Mountain.
It is. Brokeback Mountain, indeed.
Yes. Wow.
Name the card still, Dan.
I'm sorry.
Actor.
Shaking like Michael J. Fox.
Actor is Heath Ledger.
I gotta read it. Hold on.
It's Heath Ledger.
Yes.
Well, let me read it.
Do you really have to turn it around to read
now,
it?
Now, give me that.
I can't read upside. I can barely read forward.
Read straight.
Y'all want me to read upside down? Are you fucking crazy?
Now, give me that hardcore
penetrational trivia.
There you go.
Who plays opposite Heath Ledger?
Who's back
in the film?
Jake Gyllenhaal's.
I'll take your word for it. I don't want to spin it around.
He's right.
Yelled at. What do the main characters do in their tent?
That can't be the question.
No, it's not. It says, what do the main characters work with while finding interest in each other?
Cattle.
Herding sheep, so no.
Fuck! That's- it was something like that. Okay.
Herding wieners. Yes.
God damn.
All right, Bob. Hit me.
That's not. All right, I did pretty good on that one.
Yes.
Yeah, for
a movie I've actually never seen.
Yeah, sure.
Oh!
Got it on fucking 4K.
A layup. This is a layup. Let's describe.
Looking at a squinty-eyed guy with a real narrow face, a mole on his left, on his right cheek.
What a fucking schnoz on him.
He's got a mohawk. He's got some beefy ass eyebrows going on there. And he's wearing like a military style jacket with a few pins on it. That is Taxi Driver.
Correct.
That is Robert De Niro.
Correct. All right. So your hardcore trivia questions are
actually Robert Duvall.
Actually, John Wayne from the American Dad episode. What does Robert De Niro's character repeatedly say to himself when looking into the mirror? Anal wheezes.
Are you talking to me?
That is correct. And then
anal seepage.
Yes. I don't remember that. Question number two. God. Acclaimed actress Jodie Foster did a part in the film in the early stage of her career. How old was she?
13?
14.
12.
Damn.
Sorry.
Damn,
would have been my first guess.
They didn't ask what movie theater he went to?
She was a hooker,
disgusting,
right?
Because she was like a hooker and scantily clad.
Very. Extremely. And says some really raunchy things in that movie.
Nice.
I like the scene where he's in a theater.
We got a quick score update?
Oh, after three rounds, Lobo has 5, Prospect has 6, Jax has 8,
bam!
Bob has 6,
hey, coming
back. I have 10.
Wow. Yeah,
you're fucking 2 layup cards.
Right.
All right, Lobo, you ready?
Yeah.
What do you see?
I think I know this one.
You know these? You should know these.
What I'm looking at is a African-American woman with very nice gray silver hairstyle. It's very all over the place. With a nice sexy like leather uniform on underneath her outfit.
Real leather daddy fucking.
Let me see this card. Spin it my way. Gross.
So name of the film is X-Men.
That's correct.
The actress would be Halle Berry.
Yes.
It's not right. X2?
No, it says X-Men.
No, X-Men.
You're out here trying. Fuck.
These are the easiest fucking questions. Well, one is one might take you a little thinking. The characters in the film are of a specific type of breed.
Who plays Teen Wolf?
Breed? Mutants?
That's correct.
Okay.
And the second hardcore question is, Halle Berry has played another character from the comic book universe. Which one?
Catwoman.
That's correct.
Nice.
One of the worst movies ever made.
Sweep.
That was tough. I remember playing this video game.
It was sexy.
Dude, Mel was tattooing this guy once, and he had his like daughter here. She was like a teenager. Mm-hmm. And somebody put on like that hall TV, like where the jewelry case is.
Yeah.
They put a chair there and gave her the remote. About 20 minutes later, she's watching Catwoman, and like me and the piercer at the time walk by, and he goes, "Are you watching Catwoman?" And she goes, "It is my all-time favorite movie." And we laughed our way out of the room.
She had tipped over her chair.
Layup?
Not exactly.
Yeah, it's a little tough.
You gotta know names, dude.
He'll get the first one at least.
Describe it.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It is a strong-jawed lady.
Yes, mm-hmm. It is.
She's wearing a skin-tight tank top with barely any chesticles on her.
She's got some little boobies. Little boobies matter.
She's a white lady.
Yes. She has a definitive long neck.
Mm-hmm.
Barely holding up that head, and she's wearing sunglasses.
Cool sunglasses.
What is the film, Prospect?
It's The Matrix.
Which one?
Matrix 2.
The Matrix.
No, it's just The Matrix, yeah.
Matrix Reloaded.
What is the name of the actress in the picture?
It's a three-name name. Right?
It is. You got this. Send it to you psychically. I'm not giving you any real hints.
I'm going
to
send you the wrong name psychically so you don't get it.
I'm just going to tell you to go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll send it to you psychically, too. A weasel, too.
You have 10 seconds.
I said it in a weasel.
I fucking can't get it.
It's three names. Say any of three names. Paul.
It's something Lee something. Or no. It's
definitely
no,
not.
No. Paul Lee Simon.
No, I can't place it.
You're done.
You're done.
It's Carrie Ann Moss.
You're fucking done. Those are the three
Ann
names.
Carrie Ann Moss.
God damn it.
You goofed.
You blew it.
You blew it.
She was also in Memento.
Yeah.
Give me a easy one.
No, give him a hard one. He's got too many.
I fucking know who that is.
Oh, man, come on.
I don't even know what movie that is.
Wait. What is the title of the film?
Why don't
you describe it real
quick. What you're looking at.
Honestly, it looks like a skinhead. Yeah, I see suspenders, a white t-shirt.
I think we should give it to
him if he
can at
white
least get the name.
And no, she's got short hair. So. Bruh, I don't be knowing none of this.
What's the title of the
film? Have
he
I seen the film?
The title of the film.
Have I seen it?
Maybe.
That means no.
No, he's there's no way he's
actually,
seen
Pete,
this
maybe
movie.
I'm with you on this one.
She's there's crying no in the movie. Fucking picture,
but I,
too.
I think if he can get the name, we should give him 1 point.
Oh, shit. I'm going to change my answer now.
Let me see the card. I want to see this little teardrop.
You can see with
put the card upside down and spin it. You look at the picture.
You're giving it away to yourself.
I have no fucking clue.
Do you know
clue,
who the
bro.
Actress is?
No. I don't be knowing this one.
Prospect, is that Demi Moore from Ghost?
Yep.
I never saw Ghost.
I said Demi Moore from G.I. Jane at first, and I looked at her just
I
a little harder.
From the, I know it was Ghost.
The tear, the tears yep. what tells you.
That car wasn't fair.
It was very fair. Everyone else knew it. Yeah. Even Mikey knew it.
Oh,
boy. All right, Bob, what do we got?
Oh,
what are we looking at?
Oh, I know.
I would hope so.
So the movie...
Well, describe what you're looking
okay,
at.
Okay, sorry, yes.
What are we looking at?
it's an old white lady with one half of her hair black and one half of her hair white in a red number with giant pearl earrings and too much makeup on her face. So I'm going 101 Dalmatians.
Correct.
That would be right.
Oh, the actress... I have no clue. I'm going to take a shot in the dark here.
It's a tough name because she doesn't work that much anymore.
I guess.
Meryl
Streep. Don't go too far.
No.
No, Glenn Close.
Don't go too far.
Glenn Close. Okay. No. Glengarry Glenn Close. Thank you.
I appreciate that. Yes. I'll take the one on that, though. I was hoping that was going to be the Emma Stone one.
Well, I was going to pull that one because it was up next.
Oh, we've done
we
this
did
one.
That one, basically.
That was our tester.
Mm-hmm. But Bob also doesn't know who that is.
No, I would have got it before. All right, Pete, you're up. Oh, Barfaroni. Look at this one.
Ooh.
Okay, what I am looking at is a...
The downfall of the series?
Young lady
no.
who is making a huge mistake. she has kind of slicked back hair, very angular features, full red lips. They all have super long necks, except for Halle Berry for some reason. She's dressed in some sort of a space garb with something that's like a laser rifle or something on her back. So that is Star Wars or The Force Awakens, depending
correct.
On what they want to give me.
Correct.
That is Daisy Ridley.
Correct. Your hardcore trivia. Who directed The Force Awakens?
J.J. Abrams.
Correct. Second hardcore trivia. How many years passed between the first Star Wars and Disney's first installment of the series?
Like in actual time?
Let me just see the answer real quick. Actual time. So from Star Wars, the first movie release, to the Force Awakens.
That's tough, dude.
It's very tough.
It's 36 years?
38 years. You were so fucking close. But you're so far ahead, I can't give it to you.
Damn.
Matter of fact, take his other point away, too.
I could use him.
That's not easy.
What the fuck is that?
Before I show him, I want everyone else to see
it. I know the actor in the movie.
All right, Lobo, describe what's on the card.
Lobo's
never seen this movie.
Lobo's got a personal connection
this
to
this is Jerry Maguire. But
yes, it is.
I will say...
Describe it.
The imagery is African bald African-American guy with a goatee, half smiling with two gold chains on his neck. One of them says 85.
What's he wearing?
Nothing.
But ass naked.
So you got the title of the film. What is the actor?
Cuba Gooding Jr.
That's correct. All right. Hardcore questions. Finish the quote. Show me
the money.
Why does Tom
show
Cruise's,
me your penis?
Why does Tom Cruise's character lose his job?
Have you never seen the movie?
I've never seen the movie. For a girl.
No.
Insider trading.
No.
Racist.
No, he writes a provocative mission statement about the business.
It was racist.
Just to give a score update where we are now, Lobo currently has...
2.
12. Mm. Prospect currently has 7.
What?
Jax currently has 8.
How's that feel?
Bob currently has 7. And I have 13.
Let's just play to 8.
Oh.
I won.
Let's play to 20.
20?
Well, actually, there's only two more columns, I think.
Yeah.
This episode's an hour.
Yeah, we're almost
people don't pay for this.
That's true.
Two more. This round and then one more round and we're donezo.
Unless this is Patreon.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Good one. Go ahead and explain it to us.
So it's a white guy. We haven't seen enough of those.
He's got a tapered haircut.
Yes, yeah, true.
thin mustache, prominent nose, ears that jut out just a little bit, strong jaw, gray turtleneck peeking out of a tan peacoat.
Tan. That is brown, sir.
Brown.
I can't think of the name of the actor.
Deep tan, if you will.
Really?
Prominent Adam's apple, so you know it is a man.
It's a dude. What is the film?
The film is Inglourious Basterds. The actor is Bradley Pitts.
Give him the hardcores.
Hardcore trivia. This is the first Tarantino film winning an Oscar for acting. Who won the Oscar?
Mike Myers.
Christoph Waltz.
Yes. Second hardcore trivia question. Tarantino borrowed the title Inglourious Basterds from a film from 1978. In which country was the film produced?
France.
No.
I was going to say France.
It was Italy.
That was a good guess.
Inglourious Bastard.
I'll take the three. And then he times it by two. Because the multiplier.
Oh, of course.
Sure.
That megaplier.
All right.
Ooh.
Describe it, Dan. Ooh.
I've never seen it. Don't know that he's going to get this one.
Gothic-looking woman.
Goth
in
babe.
A tiara. Her skin is like white, so she's like painted. I know it's Black Swan.
Wow, very
is it?
Good.
Correct.
Very
I've never film. Seen Black Swan, but I know the movie. The actress, though?
Ooh.
I want to give him a hint so bad.
No.
Come on. Just a little hint.
I don't be knowing.
Padme.
He's giving him hints.
I ain't gonna know
from fucking Padme.
What about I want to be a cleaner?
Oh, Leon the Professional. What the fuck's her name? I'd be forgetting now.
Give him 10 seconds.
Natalie Portman?
Wow.
She's right there.
I knew it.
I just looked at her face. That's her? I didn't know that. Give me the hardcore trivia. I'm going to get that.
Hardcore trivia. Natalie Portman met her future husband, Benjamin Millepied, when making the film. What was his role in the production?
This word.
He's Butt a sniffer. Fucking...
This is where it ends.
No, he was the guy who was like doing the stuff like that, like doing the running the show.
The composer, okay. Yeah. Wait, was he the composer?
He's or conductor. Guy.
Conductor.
Choreographer.
Yeah.
Oh,
I said.
My God.
Come on.
You said choreographer?
Yeah.
No.
Bobo heard it.
No.
Bobo heard it.
You said conductor.
No, I said conductor of choreography.
No.
Yeah.
He conducted the choreography.
He did good. He did good.
That was very good.
That was good for you. All right, give me my card.
Yeah, good for me. I'm going to give you a fucking hard one now. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, this one. Yeah, fuck you. Get that one, you
describe
prick.
Him, Bob.
He is a mobster, for sure.
That's racist.
Big, that's droopy dog.
Big jaw with droopy eyes, and he has a thinning hairline. Very tan skin, and a nice suit. That is...
Fake waft of cock on his lips.
What's the movie?
Yes.
Jesus.
The movie's The Godfather.
Which one? Three.
The actor is Marlon Brando.
All right, time for some hardcore trivia. What is the family name of the protagonist?
Goodness.
Jesus, bro.
Come on, Bob.
Corleones.
Yes.
Cornelius.
I almost did say that, actually.
Cortinos.
When Marlon Brando's character, Vito, passes away, what is he doing? Remember the scene where he's got the belt around
this
his neck?
Sucking dick.
He's in the bedroom?
No, he passes away in his garden. He's got an orange wedge in his mouth.
Playing in a tomato field with his grandson.
Whatever. It's the same fucking thing.
It Bob wasn't specific enough.
Whatever.
Bob gets the point.
The clean sweep on
there
that
was
one.
Was another funny bit that we didn't talk about in Mafia.
The watermelon.
No, but that was weeks ago.
It was. But when he checks his jacket because he doesn't know his name, he goes Armani Windbreaker.
Love it. 2 points. Let's go. All right, next up. All right, who is... Oh, I have two of them, actually, but let's go with this one. All right, who's this guy?
Oh,
you're wrong.
Describe it. Describe it.
So it's like a kind of a long-looking gentleman, clearly driving a car, his hand on the wheel, driving gloves on, white jacket with a black shirt underneath.
Why is he
hair neat, toothpick in his mouth. I'm guessing the movie is Drive.
Correct.
And the actor is Ryan Gosling.
Correct. Okay.
I knew that.
Hardcore trivia. What is the name of Ryan Gosling's character?
No idea. I've never seen this movie.
Looks like he's got a real thin penis.
He looks like a Jake.
You know?
No idea.
Chad.
So
Bill.
Okay. So the answer is,
which is
his name is never revealed. He is only referred to as Kid or the Driver throughout the film.
Sons of bitches.
What was the other one?
The other one is what animal is embroidered on
Scorpion.
The yes.
Ooh.
Character jacket, Scorpion.
I didn't like that movie.
So
congratulations. I didn't either.
I thought it was garbage.
It's whack. It was advertised like an action movie, and it was not an action movie at all.
What about Baby Driver?
I've heard good things about that.
It's the baby version.
Describe what we're looking at.
What's his name?
We are looking at angry middle-aged white man that is balding. And he has what seems to be a military suit on. The name of the movie is A Few Good Men.
You are correct,
sir.
The actor
is Jack Nicholson.
You are correct again, sir. Finish this famous quote.
Oh, boy.
You can't handle the truth.
Just give him the point.
He would have got it anyway.
Yeah, I would have got it.
It's the quotable line from the movie. There's no other.
I thought that was the question anyway.
What is the strategy of Tom Cruise's character when putting Jack Nicholson's character on the stand?
Prospect's fingering the sky. I don't know why.
To get him frustrated, so he has to say the truth, like angry.
That's pretty much exactly what the answer is.
I thought the movie that You Can Handle the Truth is a moment. What's his name?
Nope, it's this one.
It's this one.
What's his name?
Fucking
Tom Cruise and Jack.
No, Al Pacino. court movie he has.
No.
Dog Day Afternoon.
No. He's thinking about
He's like, my Devil's client's Advocate. A piece of shit. That one where he's like yelling about his client.
Oh, that I don't know that one.
I thought it was
Dog Day Afternoon. And then okay.
Layup City. wait, are we updated with the score?
Okay, well, but you are closed out, and you have 16 points currently.
Okay.
Prospect, you currently have 10 points. Oh. Jax, you currently have 10 9? Points. It's 10. It's 10 points.
Make it 10.
It's 9.
Make it a 10-er.
Bob, you have 11 points.
Okay.
And I have 15.
Shit.
6 points.
So I can maybe get third place.
Interesting. Okay. So we have a rectangle of a man.
Yep.
Looks like he should be playing an animated cowboy more so than this gentleman. Ears like Dumbo. Terrible haircut. Thin villainous lips. White blazer with a blue patterned shirt underneath. I'm gonna go Forrest Gump. Duh. Mm-hmm. I'm not stupid. And that's Thomas Hanks.
Actually, it's Otum Shank.
What did Tom Hanks' character mom always say that life was like?
A box of chocolates.
Fucking the principal.
Yeah. That's what you meant.
He's on vacation.
Tom Hanks' character invests money in some kind of fruit company. Which company is this?
He doesn't know. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Apple.
Yes. Yeah.
HIV.
There you go.
Oh my God. No, we found out. It's hepatitis.
Oh, that's what happened in the movie?
She had hepatitis.
Who revealed that?
Yeah, people did some.
Was that what was in the box in Pulp Fiction?
Yes, her hepatitis.
Jenny's left
foot. So, just an update now. Prospect, you are now closed out at 14 points.
So I win.
No. Wilbo has two on you already.
And you're about to get fucked. Dallas Buyers Club.
Wait, you got to explain
I'm sorry. I had it in my head.
You haven't done this 10 times.
It's a very slim white dude, glasses.
Definitely,
he's got a mustache looking cowboyish. It's Matthew McConaughey.
Hiv guy. 2 points.
Dallas Buyers Club. Excellent movie.
It's pretty good, yeah.
Which illness does Matthew McConaughey's character suffer from?
AIDS, HIV.
AIDS.
I just said that.
Mm-hmm.
What is the name of the actor who received an Oscar for his supporting role?
I don't even know who else was in this movie.
Oh my God.
You blew it.
Woody Harrelson. Yeah.
Jared Leto.
Who else was in it? I don't even know that name.
Dan, you close out with 13
slamming
points
a real person
behind.
You
prospect
know who Jared Leto is?
Me by face.
He was Morbius the guy in House of Gucci.
Yeah.
Oh,
Mauricio.
Wow.
Snorting Arabana.
I need to get a four to get
oh, this is a good one for you, Bob.
Let me see.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone get ready.
Yeah, show him on
bitches
the entrance at the bottom, too.
He can't read that.
Oh, but I don't know her name.
Oh, I do.
Fucking shit.
I fucking sure to describe her.
She is a lady police officer. She's bundled
indeed
up
she
very
is
tight, and she has short
blonde hair.
What
state do you
hair
think she works
I
in?
I think she's from Minnesota.
I think you might be right.
And I think she's 8 months pregnant. She's got a cup of coffee and a mitten. So the movie's Fargo.
Drinking coffee at 8 months pregnant?
Correct.
She's waiting for that thing
now
to pop
here's
right
the thing.
Out of her.
It, I don't know the actress's name, but she was in... she's Linda Litsby from that other fucking movie with... George
that's
Clooney.
Helpful.
Well, that doesn't help you here.
I know, but it's just a little trivia extra. let me think. Hold
anyone
on
see the Fargo show? I heard that was
I haven't,
excellent
but I hear it's very good. It's still going on, dude. It,
really?
It's still on.
Was it season 13?
It's deep.
Can wow I let this guy think?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to help him. Talking
I have
about Fargo,
no idea
you know
what it is past. I have to pass.
Name is Francis Conroy.
Never would have gotten
no,
it.
No, it's
Francis
not
McDormand.
Oh, Francis McDormand.
Ah, you see, prick. You got it wrong, so I should get it then. Okay.
Take one of Pete's points.
No, thank you.
Hardcore trivia. A brother duo directed the film. What are their names?
Farley Brothers?
Coen Brothers.
Coen Brothers, fuck.
He's
you're
done
right. I'm way done. Yeah. I should get a point for Dak.
You get nothing now. You don't get the second right hardcore.
It's the last card.
All right, last card for Pete.
Make it good. Make it good. Make
let's
it good.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Oh, wow.
It is a lady with something tied around her neck, a blue ribbon. She's wearing a white tank top, white hat. She's got red hair.
Real cunty face.
The movie is Thelma and Louise?
Correct.
The actress is Susan Sarandon.
Correct. Okay, your
we're
hardcore trivia.
Now
did
oh, are you ahead of me?
I think I'm ahead.
Oh, damn, okay.
I won.
Hardcore trivia. Whack. This film was the breakthrough of one of Hollywood's biggest stars of the last few decades. Which actor was that?
Brad Pitt.
Correct.
Bradley Pitts.
And last hardcore trivia, what is the color of the car they drive?
Red?
Incorrect. Blue, green.
Yeah. Two.
There's some really good cards left in this box. Some of these illustrations are actually really good.
They're actually, all
like
the illustrations are very
dude
good.
I feel like we missed a lot of the good ones. A lot of the obvious ones.
We'll save it for next time.
Mm-hmm. All right. So where we end off. Bob, 12. Jax, 13. Prospect, 14. Lobo, 16. Pete, 18.
I didn't lose.
Damn.
I didn't lose.
The streak is over.
Holy shit. We're
moving on up.
Bob, you suck.
Yeah.
I was light years ahead of you. I was weeks
light
ahead
years
of you.
Is one, then okay.
What do we think?
That's a fun game.
That's fine.
That's a good one.
Eight and a half.
It's better than Miss Monopoly.
It's indeed. Bro,
honestly, the illustrations alone.
This was so good. I forgot about that.
This was so good. I'm glad you stole it from Container Store. Container Store, if you're listening,
oh, yeah,
hit us up. Where's the podcast?
Come get me. Imagine I'm in cuffs tomorrow. Dragged out of here.
Over your $8.99.
30 years to life. Get parole in 15.
All they right were like, if you guess one of the cards, you'd be out.
Who is this actor?
Oh, it's one of the tough ones.
All right, you take that card game if you know where to stick it. Hi, it's Pete, reminding everyone to please like and subscribe wherever you listen. You can interact with us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok at Where to Stick It Podcast. You can interact with us on Twitter at Where to Stick It. Our email address is wheretostickitpodcast@gmail.com. And you can always check out our website, wheretostickitpodcast.com.